Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 13, or good, the 13. And in this episode, we're going to be discussing affiliate plugins and affiliate marketing with a focus around membership websites. I think it's a really important subject. I think if you utilize affiliate marketing in the right way, it can really generate a lot of interest and income for a membership website. I've really got really interested to see what my co-host Spencer's views of on this are. And then we got some of the best membership plugins, and we're going to go through what we think of them.
Affiliate websites. Important difference.
Yes, you're correct. So you just heard from my co-host. So Spencer, would you like to introduce yourself to those that are listening and watching us?
This is Spencer Foreman from SpencerForeman.com. Some of my other brands like WP Launchify and Launchflows, you can check out over at SpencerForeman.com, no E in there, which is my hub. And I hope you do for membership, marketing automation, e-commerce, sales funnels, and more.
It's a bit gone quick since we've done this new show, isn't it? We're on almost half.
Yeah, episode 14, is that right?
13. This is lucky 13.
This is...
Was it 14?
I thought it was 14. I got a double check. But nevertheless, that was a fast dozen. B, I do agree. We're talking, I think it was maybe recorded here, but like before we recorded and broadcast that we just did the other show, which is the revamped WP Tonic roundup or roundtable show. And I think it's interesting how fast time goes in general. But like, I've known you now 17 years, and a day goes by in a second, and a week goes by in a minute, and a year goes by in the blink of the eye. So I just say, let's crank it and enjoy it and live every moment. But right now, what's so exciting is how much things are changing for the better, maybe, and more interesting in WordPress. And I think this show is resonating with a lot of people because that's the point, right? We talked yesterday. You shake up the snow globe of how everybody's doing stuff, and everybody now has a chance to reposition what they use or reposition their business, and they need a little help. And that's what we're trying to do with this show. You know,
yeah, I'm on a good run. I think it's been about 4 or 5 weeks since I've really managed to upset you. So I think that's,
well, that's part of our new philosophy, isn't it? Like, you and I, as an old married couple, understand each other well enough to realize like we can't keep repeating the same patterns. We got to
podcasting therapy, haven't we?
We're like Felix and Oscar.
All right, let's get on with it. So. I'm really interested, before we go into the various plugin solutions around affiliate marketing, I just want to get your insights and views around affiliate marketing in general, with an emphasis around membership websites. Right. I wouldn't jump into affiliate marketing straight away if I had a new membership website. But if I got my first course done, that all depends on the individual. If you're talking about somebody that's got a lot of experience around marketing, that's got an online tribe, as I call it, they can hire somebody or agency that's got experience about running affiliate and doing the outreach. And if it's at the right price level, I think it can be a very useful tool in the toolbox. What are your views?
I mean, it's huge at the right moment and right time for the right product. And it's huge because we're going through a transition right now, which unless you've been sleeping, we're all discussing about how Google and traditional SEO or paid advertising on search is about to be changed by something like, you know, open AI. There has been a longstanding tradition in my businesses and for my students and clients of saying, yes, SEO, Google, praise them and all the rest. They tell you to jump, you say how high. But for many of us, including myself, marketing is about first person relationships. Never has there been a better time to be considering using relationships to leverage sales to new customers. Because in a world where Google is under scrutiny for this cage they've kept us all in for all these years, jumping up and down like, you know, circus animals, and at the same time where OpenAI and in general AI is threatening the human component of online interaction, never have human beings more strongly craved a relationship with somebody who tells them what to do. So Spence tries Jonathan's product. Spence realizes he loves it, and he can not only tell his friends for social proof just for goodwill, but the business Jonathan has sets Spence up to actually benefit financially from recommending Jonathan's products to his friends or to his colleagues. That is the nature of affiliate marketing. And whether it's for a recurring revenue product or whether it's a one-time product, that is the part that is undeniably human, right? I mean, obviously you can put systems in there, but the notion is that somebody who is a trusted human being is sharing with other people what they think about the vendor's product. And this is really going to be huge. It's always been important, but it's really going to be huge in a world where humans are like, am I talking to a bot right now? Is this AI? Where is this coming from? What's the search result? When you actually have a human being, I mean, truthfully, that could be a simulated human being, but let's say you know it's a real human being. Now you've got a different element of, okay, I trust Spence. He's going to tell me what's up, and I'm going to go with this product because of his recommendation. And it's a mutually beneficial system. Works for everyone.
Yeah, I think one of the things why I chose this subject, we were discussing some of the subjects we want to discuss in the coming months. Spencer's got some great suggestions, but the reason why this came on my radar, Spencer, is then Natalie from Access Alley sent out a post where she was talking about some of her things that she's learned around marketing. And she was talking about in her early days of her business entrepreneur journey that she made considerable income from promoting other people's products through affiliate marketing and around courses. And that's one of the reasons why she built her own course platform. So it's really quite interesting. You can dismiss, but I think it's got to be a high ticket course really to attract the caliber of people that you probably want that will then spend the time to actually market to you. So I think you've got to be talking about something around the $900 to $1,000 in commission, because that's what she was talking about, you know.
Yes and no. Let's turn that around a little bit, because we need to define there's two types of products that can be sold from affiliate marketing standpoint. One-time sales or recurring revenue. And I recently just did a long form post on this topic about Costco's business model and how most people don't understand that 72% of their revenue actually does not come from merchandise. It comes from those memberships. And so never more has it been a good idea than now to take what would have otherwise been, let's say, a one-time big ticket course and to consider selling it as a subscription model product or something that is a subscription level subscription combination, where you take, let's say, the content, but you deliver it along with something like a tangible service, such as hosting, and you put it together with something like support. Because in doing that hybrid model, now you can offer to your affiliates lifetime revenue. So imagine a situation without it being a pyramid scheme where somebody who trusts Jonathan's product, like me, I say, absolutely. And if I send a customer to you, I not only get paid once, I get paid every month when they continue to use your service. Now that allows you to amortize out the value proposition that you offer, but also give a piece of that amortized value to me, which means I'm more likely to send stuff and send people to you, because instead of just one pop and I'm out, it's like I built up an annuity. And that is a model that has never, again, been more popular than today, because we see that with all the other content providers. They're not trying to go for the big win, like, here, buy our big movie. It's, you know, rent our movie along with a thousand other things and stuff like that.
That's great. We're going to go into some of the reviews of the best plugin solutions around affiliate marketing. But before we go into that, I've got a couple messages from our major sponsors. I'll be back. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out and give Sensei a try today.
Hi there, folks. It's Jonathan Denwood here, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Zolo.com. If you got a WordPress website, a membership website, and you're looking to link it with a great financial management package, Zolo can provide this solution. So all your bookkeeping needs are done through Zolo. If you need new inbox email functionality and you don't want to pay the high charges that Google will charge you, Zolo offers a great email inbox platform. They've got over 50 apps and services that all integrate fantastic with WordPress at great value levels, and they almost always offer a fully functioning free product as well. So it's just amazing value. Also, if you're a WordPress developer or agency owner, Zolo are looking for great partnerships in the WordPress space. To get all this information, all you have to do, folks, is just go over to Zolo.com, and they have the products that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Zolo, for supporting WP Tonic and the Machine Membership shows. It's much appreciated. We're coming back. I'd like to point out that if you're looking at WordPress for you to utilize for your membership website or your learning management system, and that's a great choice, a choice that both me and Spencer believe in, you need a great hosting provider and much more. You can get that with WP Tonic. We provide really fantastic cloud-based hosting that's specifically designed for membership websites, plus a library of the best plugins, all bundled in one great package at one great price. Plus, you get support from people that are dedicated to supporting entrepreneurs that want to build an e-learning business. If that's a great combination, if that's interesting, go over to WP Tonic, have a look at what we've got to offer. You can book a free call with me. We can go through your requirements, and we'd love you to become a partner with us. So let's start off our journey. So let's start off with Slice WP. What do you think of these people, Spencer?
Well, I'm going to make a suggestion. We don't have to do this, but maybe because I'm going to need to refer to them for Slice WP, maybe we should bring up Affiliate WP first, because that's really the 500-pound gorilla in the room. So if we were to move that one forward, let's talk about Affiliate WP, because everything else really compares. So this was originally a product of Pippin Williamson's series of companies. He's from, you know, Easy Digital Download fame. He very graciously and publicly retired from the WordPress community. He did very well with everything he'd created, and he was such a popular person and really a role model to many people, including myself.
Yeah, I think for the audience that isn't really so embedded into the WordPress audience, I just want to point out that Pippin Williams was a bit of a legend in the tight-knit developer WordPress community as a fantastic individual and coder and highly respected, wasn't he, Spencer?
Well, I think he set he set the stage. He set the framework. He was like, I don't know, baseball. He was the first person to hit 500 home runs or something. He was the first person in WordPress to really monetize his work. And then he was so prolific and so well-liked and so thoughtful in his capacity to both code and be a marketer, which is a double threat. Most do one or the other, not necessarily both, that he made it possible for the company to grow, the team to grow. But then he very famously, I would say it's not unfair, burned out. He admittedly burned out, decided to essentially take an exit to a cozier life. I think, I don't know what he does these days, but he last was heard running a family brewery and doing some other business ideas. But he did very well for himself. But this affiliate WP was a necessary product at the time. And now, again, it's owned by another company, but it runs the same way. And it's, again, an open source main core plugin with a lot of tchotchkes and add-ons. It is the one that most of us, including myself, defer to, right? It's just integrated with so many things and works just straight up. It has the basic features that you need, which are the ability to, again, have affiliates self-registering with a dashboard. You can set the rates for, you know, across the board or a percentage of things. You can set the rates on a per product, per sale, per whatever. It even has accessories that allow you to do automated payouts. And a lot of tchotchkes that are already built in means that you really get everything in one box. The cost of it is reasonable compared to what it does, because again, it's for a monetization purpose. So, you know, if you go with like the professional, it's $300 a year. I think the plus is slightly less, and that's for three sites. If you use it on one site, the personal, it's actually a pretty good deal. It's $149 a year. So as far as like making your money, going back to my reference of all of our shows, if you're running a business and you don't have a budget of a few hundred dollars a month for your software and for your hosting and your support, you're probably not going to make it. You know, even ClickFunnels charges $300 just for their basic stuff. So this is the starting point. Now, Slice WP.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Affiliate WP is the one I utilize, and it, we offer it as our software, as one part of our software bundle, right. As our hosting bundle. It is a great product. The problem is the people that bought them, and it's part of all. Awesome motive. And yes, they bought them. They bought all Pippin Williamson's library of companies, and it's owned by Awesome Motive, and that's a problem for me. But but it's more the kind of business side. We've discussed this. We've probably labored it.
It's interesting, by the way, I just say, like, because everybody follows, including yesterday's show, knows that I have a problem with the way Awesome Motive does business compared to the things that their founder says in public. And so this is my one exception, perhaps. If everything else that I said is true, I suppose I have to be standing on my ground and say, well, think about that before you use that. But this product is pretty mundane. And the pricing on it has been pretty stable. There's no going on.
The product is rock solid. The only reason why I decided to bring this up, because I was in two minds, because I'm a bit tired. And I've got nothing personally against the person that owns this company. So I've got no personal enmity to him at all. But the facts are the facts. He chooses to run his company his way. And he's not doing anything illegal or anything, but it's just a style of marketing. It's just that it's just the upsells and the constant. We remove it all when we're using it. The barking to upgrade, blah blah blah. But the core of this plugin is rock solid. It's just the baggage you get by going.
The thing we should frame it for, because again, we're very careful now. To stick to things that are objectively and factually true, right? So there's no ad hominem thing. This has nothing to do with the owner personally. What we're referring to is that the business practices of the parent company that now bought this have questionable tactics that have been revealed in public and also seem to be against the things that the owner of the company says about his philosophy or business principles or how he treats the customer. So when you're buying software and you have a relationship that relies upon support or a promise of certain things happening, or wondering whether or not the data or the other things that you're providing in terms of your membership are used as you intended, it's obviously the same thing we just talked about. We're in a brave new world where AI and other things are going to change the way marketing is done. And if you don't have a human connection with somebody that you feel is on the same page as you, that should at least be one of the several factors you use for determining whether to give the money to that company. So in the past, when we've looked at software, I'm nitty gritty, and I'm not picking on Awesome Mode in particular, but like, what, where's the face of the people in charge? Yeah. What is their about story? How long have they been around? What are their policies? What do people say when they hear that this company's involved? And so to your point, which again, we don't have to belabor it, the original founder, Pippin Williamson, was one of the most beloved, trusted, followed characters in WordPress. When he sold the company, C'est la vie, all of his products went to some company that is, I want to say not beloved, because they are beloved, he is beloved, but like a very, a person who creates a bifurcation of opinion, you know, like you love them or you hate them. You love the company, hate the company, and for these reasons. So that's all we need to say, I think, about it. We don't have to.
Well, the last thing is, which is shown by the, this shows the philosophy, is that you said for a one site license, it's $149.
The base price. But yeah, you got to get in $299 to get all of the
trials. Well, this is the point. That's what the point I was making. The first year, it's that. But then the second year, it goes up to $299.
It's like that with all of the products. So, like, if you're reading between the lines, you know, you're really at $299.50 for everything. I mean, because even on the actual pricing page, those pro add-ons, right? Those pro add-ons are really what most people are going to need some or all of. So it's nice that you can start out with one or three sites using the free add-ons. But for a lot of businesses, there's really no conversation about that. You're going to go right to $299. So right, let's just call it like you see it.
Right, let's go on to Slice.
So that's the differentiator, among other things, with Slice. So if you look at Slice as comparative, great interface, very well-trusted team. There's nothing about it that doesn't just scream this is, you know, quality. It's $169.
Well, right? this is the thing that I want to point out to you. But if you go to the website, and we touched on this last week, I couldn't find any information about the people behind this product.
With Slice WP?
No.
Yeah. I think
there's nothing, there's no information about who they are.
I think if you go to the page here, I wish there was a picture, but if you go to the about page, there's a name. I'm Mihai, and alongside my brother, Mihai.
Yeah.
We welcome you to our journey, which is very odd.
Very strange. It doesn't induce. If you go to the WP Tonic, I'm all over it. I do these podcasts. My team, everything's up front. You know, it's, yeah, they've got an About Us page, but it's got nothing. It doesn't induce confidence, does it?
Well, I mean, here's the story. It's the brainchild of two brothers, the Mihais. I 100% have to stand by with what you're saying, because we've talked about this before. I don't know much more about them other than to say it would be really nice, even if you have a presence on Twitter, I'd like to see your real names. I'd like to see where you live, what country you're from, who else is on your team, and so forth. Balancing that is the fact that the documentation, the code, the user reporting of experiences are very high. So it is kind of a conflict for me, because in some of the cases where things are sketch, it's because they're over on Envato or the website looks like it's from 1995. In this particular case, that's not the problem. But again, I would encourage anybody who does pick up on what we're talking about here to be like, look, here's the deal. And what's interesting is if you go to Twitter, I'll paste this in the show notes. If you go to Twitter, there's actually a picture of one of the guys.
Oh, so, yeah. I checked it out.
It's Mihai just like Iova.
Yeah.
And they have 2,000 active installs June of last year.
I would place it in one of the top three spaces of the solutions that we're going to be talking about. everything you said about the website, about the functionality. We're not going to go into every, unless there's something really lacking, because I haven't utilized this plugin, listeners, but we got, both Spencer and myself are very experienced and we can judge a setup pretty quick. And it's a very, it's got a lot of functionality. Like I say, I would place it in one of the top three spaces. It's just disappointing, well, linked to what we said last week, that they can't really be more upfront about who they are and what they are.
I'm going to modify one other thing. I'm browsing now, scrolling the homepage, and he does have the, this is a plus. We talked about this before. 100% money back guarantee, yeah. 30 days. That's like he's just following the playbook, thank goodness. And he's got his picture and his name right there in a little tiny thing, Iova Mihai. Now, if he could just take that and crank it up a notch, I think that would be very helpful, because otherwise everything about the product is very interesting. And I think let's just position this in terms of like the things that are important when we talk about. If you've got the most popular gorilla owned by a company with questionable practices that we're saying objectively exist, not just because we're slamming on the person. And the next most interesting competitor is a young company that has a great interface, real happy customers, growing quickly, and you know who they are. That bodes well for trying the competitor, right? That's the whole point. Here's the image of their thing. And I think that's what I'm suggesting here. In my review, that's actually one of the most interesting components to consider is, does the company that you're going to try give you the same confidence? Because remember, this is not unimportant. People referring you business and you can't manage the payouts, you're going to have a lot of unhappy folks.
That's why I'm emphasizing it a bit more than even last week. Let's go on to WP Affiliate Manager. The thing that attracts people to this, to some extent, I haven't tried it, but I had a good look at their website, is that it's very competitively priced for the single site license. It's just one payment of $39. I'm pretty sure it's just a one payment setup. That seems initially very attractive, but it triggers off extreme alarm bells for me. But on the other hand, affiliate isn't something that is in constant development, but there's absolutely no information about who these people are at all. I mean,
honestly, the website looks,
and it looks crap. The website,
it looks a
it?
Little sketch in the sense of like, this reminds me of WordPress version 2 or 3 level of like layout. So I don't know. This is one of those things that I have to admit, I've not used this or considered this because I personally would not.
No.
I want to stop myself. Think of it like using subscriptions, right? With WooCommerce, you put in the WooCommerce subscriptions plugin. There's several companies, we mentioned them in other conversations, that are trustworthy. They're bigger companies, because that's not a thing you want to monkey with. I don't know if saving $110 is really worth it if it's going to cause me to use something that, on the other hand, if I was starting out and I had, you know, $20 or $30 tchotchkes and I just didn't have a lot of money, okay, this would be an interesting thing to try, but you know, you're going to get what you paid for perhaps in terms of the support or otherwise. The other part too is like, when you look at the documentation and everything, all the stuff is here. They've got the basic elements.
Yeah,
it all looks like, from the nature of the styling of the screenshots, that's been there a long time. You know, it's sort of like avocado appliances. If you've been in WordPress forever, you see things in the documentation when you look at the admin dashboard, like, that's not been around since version 3 of WordPress and so forth. So this has probably been around some
time. But the main alarm bell is there's absolutely no info about who these people are at all.
Yeah. I mean, and when I search for it too, usually I come up with a good hit. So when I look for it, I see reviews, but I'm not seeing a lot of stuff that is coming up in terms of identifying who, what, when, where, why. So let's leave it at that.
On to the totally opposite, because these people are very public, have a load of history in WordPress. And but I struggle pronouncing its WooCommerce affiliates, and I struggle always with the name of the company. How do you pronounce it?
Are we talking about YITH? Yith?
Yeah. How do you pronounce it?
Yith? I call it Yith, but Yith. I don't know if that's. I met them in
very nice people.
Met them at WordCamp.
It's very nice people, aren't they?
Spanish company, as I recall.
No, Italian.
Italian. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I thought it was they were based in Spain, but
no, I'm really sure nice people. They're very
it's a
nice
big team. You can see their picture at the bottom. And
I presume you got some experience with this because you're the WooCommerce expert. I haven't.
They have a suite of plugins, right? Mm-hmm. So the plugin that is the number one thing that I find we use in some client situation is their WooCommerce customize the My Account Area plugin. Now, they made a move, I think it was last year, which was interesting, and I respect that they moved to a bundled licensing model. They used to sell a la carte. And so I believe you could still do that, but basically their licensing model and the pricing and stuff moved in that direction. This is a very well-run, very well-authored plugin and company. They didn't have any huge problems with security, but when there were some security issues that had come in the past, they addressed them straightforward. And I would say they are a strong contender in the space. But let's break down the pricing and stuff, because this one is $139 a year. There is a free version, which is interesting because, again, compared to the last one we talked about, if you're going to start out and you want a basic, this wouldn't be a bad one to start out with, the free version. And they've got live demos, documentation, tons of good reviews, a long legacy, screenshots that are modern. So, you know, it's ringing all of the bells. And Yith in general is one of those companies that is very prolific. So they're not just in it for one time.
It's a difficult one. The only criticism is what we expressed last week is they've got a lot of different plugins in the WooCommerce space. So they're not focused on like some of the other companies that affiliate market. They've got a wide library of different solutions for different parts around WooCommerce.
I think I would add, in most cases, that becomes a problem. But I'll tell you what my gut tells me based upon, first of all, they have a large enough team to support multiple products, and the products are all related to sales and WooCommerce. Let's be straightforward. So they're not just all over the place.
Yeah.
The thing that I think one has to accept, and this, again, I'm glad you told me, I was quite sure I thought they were from Spain, but like,
I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they're based in Italy.
I'm looking here.
Michigan.
I'll dig it out. But in meeting them and talking to them and using their products, the thing that differentiates them is it's like driving a certain type of brand of car versus another. Like if you drive a Toyota versus a Tesla versus a Mercedes versus a Chevy versus a Ford, each one of them have the same components, but they feel very different. The interface of the Yith stuff is fairly consistent, of course, but it just feels different than the experience you get if you're using affiliate WP. It feels different than what I saw in the Slice WP and so forth. So the idea is you may or may not be intuitive with what you want to do using one product over another, but that's a personal preference, right? There's not an objective good or bad about that. And so from that standpoint, I would say you have to try it on and see if it fits, because the company itself, I have no problem recommending their business practices, their security, their follow-up, their team, it's all good. But at the end of the day, like everything, try their free version. Maybe try the premium. They give you the same thing. By the way, I like the fact here, this is something I've seen for a few companies. A lot of companies are using that Trustpilot, which is really interesting because in the WordPress space, that's not necessary. But the fact that they've got Trustpilot scores means they're dealing with real business customers and they're concerned about their public reputation.
They've got a great history in WordPress. They're well known. They're a very straightforward. I've had a couple of them on my WordPress focused professional podcast, and they just seem a great team. I would have no hesitation in recommending them.
Oh, you're right, and you're right now. By the way, I went back, and now I feel silly because I remember the story. It was so long ago. Nando was running a web agency in Catania, Sicily, and then he lived in Tuscany. And he's really nice. On the page, it shows about him and his family and growing the agency. 12 years later, 2.2 million users. So. Nice. This one rings all the bell. And again, I like their products. Almost all of my videos about WooCommerce involve maybe something to do with one or more of their products, but you just have to try it to see what you feel about it compared to, say, the other ones we're talking about.
All right, before we go on to the other affiliate plugins, we're going to go for our middle break, folks. We will be back in a few moments.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. I just want to point out we've got a great community on Facebook, the Membership Machine Facebook group, where me and Spencer regularly post additional information. If you've got any questions about building a membership website, you can post that question and either me and Spencer will attempt or part of the community will try and answer that. We got a host of WordPress developers on as part of that group, plus membership entrepreneurs. It's a great community. So just go over to Facebook and join our group and be part of the discussion about building a great membership website on the power of WordPress. So please join us there. So let's go forth, Spencer. It's really interesting discussion here, actually, because we've got one extreme to the other. So we've got Ultimate Affiliate Pro, and the price is attractive. You know, it's a one-off payment of $69, but there's also consequences. The problem with this is they've got their own website, but when you try and buy it, it takes you to a Vito Market website. And, you know, I'm being a little bit snobbish here, but alarm bells. And really, there's nothing about... Oh, you're muted, Spencer, actually. You're muted.
I don't know if we're being snobbish about that, are we? Because, you know, this is... let's just say for the sake of argument, I do this all the time. I mean, this is my... either my hobby or my I'm addicted to it. Starting new ideas using WordPress at the core has like been my passion forever, and I use it as a starting point for every conversation. If you're selling a plugin that's compatible with WordPress and WooCommerce and you're selling stuff in Envato, at a certain point in time, shouldn't you just use the same exact tools that you're supposedly working off of? I mean, this is the part that strikes me as like somebody, I don't know, who's like a plumber and then they call another plumber to their house or something. Why aren't they running a WooCommerce site with their own affiliate plugin to sell their stuff? I don't understand this. I really don't. I mean, I think that's the foundation of this. It'd be like if you were in the page builder business and you were a blank company and you're using, you know, Divi or something like that, and you weren't Divi. So I gotta say, there's nothing I can say about this product positive because I wouldn't ever use it. But that doesn't mean that people in Envato aren't using it. But I would ask anybody objectively to say, of the other choices we've mentioned versus this, wouldn't that come first to mind with you as well? Right? Like, why aren't they using their own thing?
It's not much you can say because I don't want to be unfair to them, but it kind of just triggers off all alarm bells for me. So,
I mean, the website itself, this is a stylistic issue. You know, it sounds, again, very patootie, but this does not look to me to be the kind of styling of something that's contemporary with what we see on other sites. You know, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and everybody had lime colored this, avocado colored that, peach colored this. And those things are very telling of
Funny enough, I've got my whole apartment decorated like that, actually.
Saying, but like, it's like eventually comes around again 35 years later. But when I see peach colored tiles in a bathroom, I think of my grandfather's house that was built in 1949 or something before he passed away. So, you know, this website doesn't ooze contemporary to me. So I'm going to just give him a pass. I'm not going to give him a thumb. I don't know. We're not doing ratings. I'm not giving thumbs up or down. I'm like, ask a few questions before you bother with us.
That's the school. Yeah.
I don't even know, but like, I don't see a maybe it's buried. I don't see an obvious demo.
There's no information about them at all.
You know what I mean? Like,
a black box.
Give me a free demo like Yith does.
But there's no information about who these people are. It's a total black box again.
That's an Envato issue too.
Yeah, it's a black box. And the problem, the reason why we bash them, well, I bash them, is that I feel their refund policy is awful. I mean, it's not the Averto's refund policy. If there's any problem, they just send you to the developer and good luck to you. Good luck trying to get any money back. And they don't want to know, do they? They want their cut, but they won't do anything to it.
I talked to Collis, one of the brothers that founded Envato, years ago, and it made a lot of sense. At the time, it was the Wild West, right? And the guy who wrote their code is a developer who now went to work at Yoast, who is a pal of mine. And they invented an entire marketplace, hugely successful, hugely profitable. But being as though it's the Wild West, there's rules in the Wild West, right? Like cowboys take off your spurs and 2-drink maximum and all the rest of this stuff. There would have been no way for them to create that business if they had to stand in the way of backing up the products that were being put on the marketplace, right? So buyer beware when you're dealing with that kind of stuff.
On the total opposite, this is, they do offer these other people we're going to be discussing, Post Affiliate Pro. It's a SaaS platform, but they do have a strong WordPress plugin. But this is the most, this is because it's $129 a month. This is aimed at real professional affiliate managers, stroke entrepreneurs or larger companies.
Are we on Post Affiliate Pro, by the way?
Pardon?
Are we on Post Affiliate Pro?
Yes, that's what we're on. It's a pretty slick website. It's got all the bells and whistles, but it is slightly out the realm of the other solutions that we've discussed, and that shows in its price point because it is not cheap, is it? Or inexpensive?
Well, I mean, sort of yes, sort of no. I mean, your starting point is reasonable. This kind of harkens back to the conversation when we were discussing translation and multilingual, like the market and the product of Weglot was different because it was oriented towards maybe a cross-platform enterprise customer. I would say it's fair to say that that's the angle here. This wouldn't appeal to me as much as a single entrepreneur with one business idea on WordPress. But if I was running a larger organization and I needed that kind of horsepower and so forth, I don't know much about this company and I haven't done that research, but everything about this sort of indicates it's like an enterprise thing. Let's see what They're About Us says. So, it lists the founders 2004, well before WordPress even. So, you know, again, this isn't really a WordPress thing. It just happens to work with it. I would say, you know, they're multi-city, 25,000 companies, 10,000 licenses, what? 100 people, you know. But it's not a WordPress plugin first kind of thing. Yeah.
What listeners, you've got to understand, there's a whole micro community. They have conferences. There's a whole affiliate community out there. There's a whole group of people that make a living, and some of them make a very, very good living, about promoting other people's products. And they make a really good living out of affiliate generated income. Yeah. And this is what this type of product, this service is aimed at. That, would you agree what I've just outlined? Outside community out there that they have forums, their own.
Oh, yeah, we take it for granted, but I was around in those days. So I'm looking at their integrations, and that's what's making me smile. And so when you look at their integration, there's basically payment gateways or checkout systems that predated WordPress, predated WooCommerce, predated Stripe and PayPal, and well, maybe not PayPal, that in the early days, there were businesses that grew up around this, and there's several that still exist, like ClickBank, that essentially are marketplaces for people who have digital goods and maybe some physical, but mostly digital goods that they want strangers to market. And so those kinds of ecosystems used to be the only game in town before it was really inexpensive and easy to set these things up for yourself on WordPress. So I see here, for example, like eJunkie, EarthSkater, Dawala.
It's like going back in time, isn't it? Yeah,
some of them still around. ECWID, Equid, they're still around, but they were like, you know, I go down the system, like, this is like looking at my old yearbook from junior high school or something. But that just demonstrates that this was a company that created an affiliate system that could work with those other independent kind of gateway checkout things. And so let's just frame it in terms of like practical things, because I think the theme running through our show is the internet is an amazing place and things are always changing, but there's got to be a thread that attaches anything we talk about back to WordPress, because otherwise you just like, and we might as well be the G2 website review show. This proves that this particular product, while it has some esoteric connection to WooCommerce, it's not really a WordPress product. It's not a WordPress focused
I just wondered. I thought it was interesting in the throw in the mix, because it introduced it, because there's the whole area of what I call professional affiliate marketers, who their whole business model is, and as a membership, you've got to be aware of that whole community, because you could market your membership website product in that community. But for that to be effective, I think you've got to do a dive about that community, about what they're looking for, and probably have to get some form of mentorship if you're not a hardcore marketer yourself. I maybe get a call with Spencer and he could give you some insight about all that. Right, let's move on to our last one, which I was quite impressed. I haven't utilized it, but I did a dive. It ticks all the boxes. It seemed to have a really good interface. They're totally clear about who they are. They've got a founder story. They've been around. Hasn't been on my radar, but it seemed to. It's called Solid Affiliate, and sorry for the pun, it seems a really solid product to me at a reasonable price. What are your thoughts about these people, Spencer?
Yeah, I mean, I agree on all those points. And it's an interesting, you know, you got a $99 a year product. It's very well laid out, very contemporary. I'm looking at their FAQs for the refund and stuff, but I believe they're on the same program we talked about, which is trial period. 30-day money-back guarantee for any reason. So I have no problems with suggesting that somebody give this a try. Plus, I believe they've actually got on their homepage there. I just swung by it. I think they've got a demo. I could be wrong. Let's see. It's not popping up as obvious, so I'm going to hold my my reservation on that. I like the fact that they've got a chat, which is, again, it's just a message bot. But still, you know, they're not hiding behind anything. I would say two suggestions for this company. One would be, I would like to see some more details, although it says the about the seed company. I'm looking for a name. There it is. Okay. Yeah.
They've got the founder's name and about him.
There's a picture. He's there. So now I know who to track down. The only other thing I would suggest is, you know, go head over to InstaWP and talk to Vickis and set up a demo of your product. Or do it yourselves, because like that today seems to be on my list of why doesn't everybody do it? You know, it's sort of a baseline. The 30-day money back trial is really awesome. That's always something when I'm talking to WP Fusion customers makes a big difference, because, you know, it's $247 for that. Even for a $97 plugin, it's useful. So, and the pricing makes sense. One of the things I will suggest, we didn't talk about it in regards to this company, but just in general, I'm going to predict, among other things, with my WAS prediction, that the notion of doing like single site versus 5 site versus 10 site versus 100 site, all that nonsense is going to evolve into something different. I'm going to be doing it myself with my own LaunchFlows plugin. I know we're already in conversation with some of our clients who are running other software companies to do it for their products. I talked to Kathy Zant, and you can see that LearnDash has done that. Just saying, look, you're buying the product for unlimited sites and the price is commensurate with that, because whether it's in the cloud or not, I think what happens is one person buys it and they're the point of contact. And as long as it's the one person, you're not going to have like 100 lunatics running around with it. So automatic updates are not the same as like unlimited people contacting for support. And I think that's the difference. So I think they're praying. $500 a year for 10 sites starts to make me feel like that doesn't sound like who would want that, but it's an agency thing, so who knows?
Yeah. Right, just to wrap up. So I think Solid Affiliate is a solid player, the big gorilla, Affiliate WP. Then I think Slice WP.
I just have to say, like, Affiliate WP is the starting point.
Yeah, I'm just saying the three that I would consider. And then you got, if you're looking at WooCommerce, we've got our Interium people. So there's 3 to 4 in this list that I would suggest that you should go and have a look and see what they've got to offer. The other ones, not saying they're bad or not, but I don't think they're in that top group. Would you agree with that summary?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to say the same thing, but directly. I'm going to say Affiliate WP, of course, despite our normal cost.
You're breaking up, Spencer. You're not paid your internet price, your fees.
You can't do a show in Chicago without the internet going down in the middle of it, can you?
It's like you're living in the wilderness or something, isn't it?
I swear to goodness, it's not 1897. It's 2023. I have 2 internet connections, and I can't get through a show without one or both of them going down in Chicago. Unbelievable. All right. So I was going to say, you obviously got to start with the notion of Affiliate WP. I am intrigued by Slice WP. Again, I would love to see a little more upfront about the founder making his picture bigger and so forth. Solid Affiliate is interesting, but I kind of almost say, like, I would go to Yith before that, because Yith is so solid. So I think we're on the same page, but I would say in my order, it would be Affiliate WP, check out Slice or Yith, and then the third or fourth choice would be checking out that Solid Affiliate. I just don't know if it needs that much, because, you know, what happens is, like, it's kind of like a utility. It's like a commodity, like eggs or milk or butter or something. You know, like I grass-fed butter and I put it in my coffee for a bulletproof. Like I got Kerrygold. Do I need to try other ones? I don't know. Like I needed it to do what it does. It does it well. It's priced a little higher, but it, like at a certain point, commodity stuff, go try them, but pick one. And I don't think that there's anything about it that causes you to later go, I got to switch. You know, page builders, things with new dynamic features, they're evolving and changing. But affiliate stuff is so mundane. It's like filling out your tech forms, you know.
Yeah. All right. We're going to end it now, folks. We'll be back next week. I'd like to point out that if you are interested in what we are discussing, WP Tonic does a great newsletter. To get the newsletter and get a great curated list of all the major plugins that we've discussed during the shows, you can go over to WPTonic/deals. WPTonic/deals. And on that page, you can sign up for the newsletter, see the curated list. And also from the major sponsors and from one of Spencer's companies, there's some great special offers. And like I say, you can get all those goodies on that page. We will be back next week with another discussion about WordPress and a specific area to give you the knowledge to choose the right solutions for your membership website on the WordPress platform, which is powering now almost 45% of all the websites, and there's a good reason why. We'll see you next week, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.